This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Wednesday, July 28. Faith, seeing gratefully. Our reading comes from 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard and love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive. Encourage the disheartened. Help the weak. Be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. Rejoice always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is God's will for you in Christ Jesus. Do not quench the Spirit. Do not treat prophecies with contempt, but test them all. Hold on to what is good. Reject every kind of evil. May God Himself, the God of peace, sanctify you through and through. May your whole spirit, soul, and body be kept blameless at the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. The one who calls you is faithful, and He will do it. A friend's cancer had returned. I went to see him in his home. It was a comfortable place, but he couldn't hide his discomfort. The cancer was now in his bones. He was hurting, badly. His most comfortable position, he learned, was to lie with his back flat on the floor. So that's what he often did. He shared his experience of watching the news from that position. I saw the masses on the hillside, thousands of refugees from Iraq crowded into camps, snow, bitterly cold weather, and their only shelter was wholly inadequate tents, he said. I admired him for his empathy. He reflected further. Some of those people are sick and in pain too, and look where they are, lying in a tent in that bitter cold. As he saw those distant neighbors, he was moved by compassionate concern for them, and he was grateful for his own surroundings. I am in pain, but I'm so blessed to have this good place to lie down. I'm very thankful. Even in his severe pain, my friend saw blessings and gave thanks. He showed me what it can mean to give thanks in all circumstances. As I left his home that day, my heart was warm and grateful for this gracious brother and his grateful heart. I want that gratefulness in my heart. Pray with me. Lord, give us grateful hearts. Whatever our circumstances are today, give us the grace to see our blessings and to live gratefully. In the loving name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.